the pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. And Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Saw Jesus. Thomas still didn't believe him. Like I said, he was one of them old disciples that can't pull the wool over my eyes unless I see it with my own eyes. And I can take my finger and I can put it in the nail print. And also to really signify to know that this truly did happen, I also got to take my hand and I got to thrust it to his side. But you do know that Jesus was not in a physical body. He was in a spiritual body. He was in a spiritual body, church. Meaning that the old vessel that went into the grave is no longer there. He went back to the Father. And he's standing right now on the right hand of the Father, petitioning on our behalf every day. All prayers that goes up to him, Jesus answered. They are circling the throne of grace. Don't you know that you got prayers up there that your grandmother put up there for you? That when she saw you as a little baby, she envisioned that one day that you will grow up to be something or be somebody. She didn't have much, but she had prayer and she had God. Don't you realize that your mother, she had prayers that sent up to the Father. The day that you were born, she looked at you and she amazed at how beautiful that you are. Just an innocent little squatting baby. But she went to the Father. She said, Father, if it be so, I'm asking you, Lord God, that you will protect my child. Let him grow up, Lord God, and I'm going to teach him and I'm going to learn him to know who you are. So I applaud the kids that came here today. And I applaud the parents that brought them. I was in the same boat. There was no excuse, no argument, no debate. When mom and dad say participate, you had to participate. It ain't like the kids like all today. I don't want to do that. I ain't got time. That ain't cool. But let me tell you something. When you got the love of God and love of Jesus on your side, you don't matter no matter what you go through. You have to know to quit, stop doubting Jesus. You have to know that you got to stand on his word and to know that he's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. Because church, I'm going to tell you something. I've been through a storm and I know how it is. I had no doubt in my heart that God was going to stand up for me and stand out for me. But see, I had to find a scripture. Pastor Matthews came to my house. He said, Don, what you need to do, you need to find a word to stand on it. So what I'm trying to tell you to do, you need to find a word in the Bible to stand on it. And let that be your concrete. And let that be your solid foundation to know that no matter what you do, no matter what you go through, God is going to see you through. God is so good. He don't make mistakes. We are like sheep that's in the past. And sometimes we go astray. But I read in the Bible that God is married to the backslider. And I'm so thankful. Church, God has been so good to me. I just can't tell it all. I just can't tell it all. I know God has been good to you. When you look back over your life, when mama has gone home to be with the Lord, if you can be able to make it through that pain, that's one of the most hurting pain that you can ever experience in your lifetime. But you got to stand on the word that she told you as a child to say, never ever doubt Jesus, because he is our Redeemer. So don't you doubt him. How many times you done been on a job interview and you doubt and say, I don't think they're going to promote me. And you go there and you put on your best, you go get your hair, all this stuff done, and you go there and you present yourself, and then you start questioning yourself. I wonder if I done right. I think I done wrong. Then you'll pick up the phone. Girl, this what I did when I called and I talked, and they'll tell you, oh, I don't think you did too good. But let me tell you something. But when you give it to the Father, and you don't have no doubt in your mind, you have to know one thing. It will be delivered and it will be answered. How many times you have had sickness in your body and the doctor had gave you a bad report? He said that your lungs are not breathing properly, and I see that your eyesight is gone, and I see that you may have to go and get a kidney dialysis. And you start hearing all this stuff right here. But then you have to tell that doctor, yeah, I hear you, doctor, but I know another doctor. I know another doctor that knows everything about me. He even know the hairs on my head. And the Bible said that he even know my name. So if Jesus knows your name and he knows everything about you, you have to believe in your heart that he's going to take care of you. I have no doubt. And church, I want to tell you today, don't have no doubt. You have to know that God is going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. It's printed in his word. It's printed in his word. This is God's infallible word. It's not up to argue. It's not up to a debate. He gives us substance. Does he not give us food to eat? Does he not give us shelter from the storm? Somebody last night had to sleep outdoors. Somebody this morning had to go to the ICU room because they got a bad report that one of their loved ones is still sick, and they're waiting on the answer from God. But I want to tell you right now, church, that they're in the ICU room and they are not doubting God. They praying that they will get delivered, and they praying that their child or their husband or their sister, their daughter, whoever may be sick, that God will turn that situation around. I know he will. I know he will. Because he did it for me. I have had so many doors slammed in my face. So many people talk behind your back. But you can't look at that. That's man. You got to keep your eyes focused on God and know who you are. It's not by mistake that you are here. It is a designed purpose and a reason why you're here. And since you're here, make your mark in this world. Make your mark in this world, no matter what it is. I made my mark, and my mark is that I will stand for God. No matter how tough, how rough, how high situations may be, I know who my Redeemer is. My Redeemer is the Lord. You can ask my class sister right here. I come out of a shotgun house. You had three rooms. You had the living room, mom and daddy room, kitchen, and the bathroom on the end. I remember many days that I had to go outside and get that old number three tub, put water in it, and that's what I bathed in. But the same tub that I bathed in is the same tub that Mama put purple hull peas in and we had to peel them out. Same pot that Mama had to get out under the cabinet to find the old drip that's coming from the leaky roof. It's the same pot that she cooked food from. I didn't say a mumbling word. I let Mama know that that food tasted good. And even if it didn't taste good, she's not going to prepare anything else. Either you're going to eat that or don't eat at all. You just go to bed hungry. That's how it was. But she had no doubt that better days was coming. One of her most favorite stores that she used to love to watch was The Edge of Night. And she would tell me, Donald, go out there and turn that antenna. And I would turn the antenna. She'd say, hold it. You're going too far. Turn back to the left. And I'll get to twisting and turning. Hold it. You just about got it. And then all of a sudden, Edge of Night comes on. Now she's in. Now she's looking at her stories. She's preparing lunch. And she's preparing dinner for my father. So when he comes in, when my dad comes in, the food was already piping hot. Wasn't no microwaves back then. But they had a way to regulate that fire, to keep that food warm. So when he got there, he had a warm, hot meal. At church, as we have celebrate Black history, we need to start going back to some of those areas that we have literally given up. There was a time that my father sat at the head of the table. Once Walter Cronkite news goes off, it's time to eat now. And we would sit at the dinner table, and he would say prayer over the food that was prepared. And he would tell us to sit around the table. And as we assembled ourselves around the table, as I got ready to get ready to get up to eat, I had to ask him. I said, Daddy. He said, yeah, boy. See, that's another thing, too. We so much want to give our children recognition like they on an adult status. You got to put them in their position, in their place. That's what my daddy did. It never was Mr. Donald. Donald, it was always boy. He let me know who was running that show. It was him and him only. And I had to ask him, I said, Daddy, is it okay for me to leave the table? And he would look over and he would look at my plate, put some more of them beans and some more of that cornbread before you get up. And I struggled and I went on there yet what he said because I was obedient to my father. Jesus was obedient to his father. He didn't argue and debate with him. He knew what he had to do. And I'm so glad that God done what he done. That day we may have life and life more abundantly. Once again, as I go to my seat, don't let nobody fool you or the devil or the evil spirit come tell you that once you die, that's it. A lot of young folks today, they thinking that I'm a party, I'm gonna do whatever I want because I know once I die, it's over with. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. The story only begun. God bless you. God keep you. The doors of the church are now open. My message to you today, don't doubt Jesus.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The